This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Pressure on Spanish and Italian 10-year government bonds eased for a second day on Tuesday after the European Central Bank intervened in the market as part of efforts to tame the eurozone debt crisis. In part, that crisis has been overshadowed by the downgrading of US debt. Guy Hedgko reports from Madrid on the public mood.
The world's stock markets may be plummeting due to fears of a new global downturn, but in Spain, there's been some good news this week, as the country has fended off a series of attacks on the bond market. The Spanish and Italian economies were left reeling by the end of last week, causing Spain's Prime Minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, to interrupt his vacation, and even leading to talk that both countries could end up needing Greece-style bailouts. However, public borrowing costs for Spain and Italy have dropped dramatically over the last 2 days, after the European Central Bank said it would buy debt of those countries on the secondary market. The Spanish stock market has been suffering like many others this week, but with the latest public debt scare over, there's a feeling that the country has avoided disaster. Zapatero is even back on vacation.
The Spanish authorities may be breathing a sigh of relief today, but out here on the street, ordinary Spaniards are feeling a mixture of bewilderment and anger.
We are one of the big 8 countries, and it's unfair because they are treating us very bad.
I suppose this is really generated because of special interests of other people that make money upon other people, you see. I suppose all this is studied and it's done on purpose.
I think the government here could do it better than it's doing now, and I think that the markets are being a bit unfair, yes, unfair.
Spain's high deficit, low growth and 21% unemployment are all factors that have made it vulnerable to market speculation in recent months. But the government itself says worries about the US economy contributed to last week's turbulence, as well as the kind of unpredictable market activity often seen in August. Zapatero spoke to US President Barack Obama on Monday to discuss the current world crisis, and the Spanish government is planning to introduce some new, relatively small deficit-cutting measures before the end of the summer.
I think that the European Central Bank may continue to help Spain and Italy, but this institution will put strong conditions.
Economist Ismael Sanz says that though Spain has survived this latest bout of bond market speculation, it needs to implement the kind of major reforms Italy announced last week to avoid further attacks.
And Spain has to follow Italy, so we have to reduce our public spending to make further labour market reforms. And we have to do it because we have to show to other European Union countries that they are helping us, but we're also at the same time doing our task.
Cuanto antes seamos capaces, sindicatos empresarios, con la ayuda del gobierno, si procede, de alcanzar una...
This is Alfredo Pérez Rubalcaba of the governing Socialist Party, talking about the need to keep spending down and push through with reforms. Rubalcaba is the party's candidate in the next general election, which Zapatero recently announced will be held in November, and not in the spring as previously expected. Zapatero had hoped the election announcement would strengthen Spain's economic credibility, but for Ismael Sanz, this political factor will only increase uncertainty on the markets over the next few months.
And whereas Italy has announced important and bold reforms, economic reforms, the Spanish government is lagging a little bit behind. And it is because the Spanish government doesn't want to announce these reforms that have an important political cost before the elections.
The current calm on the bond markets may not last long, but with economic uncertainty spreading across much of the world, Spain, at least for the moment, is having a welcome break from being in the eye of the storm. Guy Hedgko, Deutsche Welle Radio, Madrid.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.